Sea Alaska's latest investment is Seattle-based Odyssey Enterprises. It sells a variety of seafood under the Treasure of the Sea and Chef's Treasures brands. It also has a food service division and produces custom products for other companies. Sea Alaska President and CEO Anthony Mallott says it's more than a seafood company.
They do a lot of breaded and battered processing, but the real value was the people on the platform that provides a channel to market.
Mallott says Sea Alaska bought 51% of the company, so it has a majority ownership. But the Juneau-based corporation will leave Odyssey's business model and management team in place.
The base of their global supply chain provides a good stable income, good cash flow. The growth that we'll be looking for is adding more wild Alaska product to their marketing channels.
Odyssey is Sea Alaska's second seafood investment in a year, and it's part of an effort to change its direction. Sea Alaska purchased a minority interest in Independent Packers Corporation, a slightly smaller Seattle processor, last May.
They were a great ground floor platform for us to build upon, even with the minority position. They have a client base. They have the expertise to get products directly to retail market.
Independent Packers employs about 180 people. Odyssey's staff is about 200. Sea Alaska says both could provide jobs for its shareholders who live in the Pacific Northwest, and those won't just be on the processing line. Sea Alaska has not released the financial details of its most recent seafood investment. Mallott says that will be in the corporation's annual report to be released in early May. Longtime Sea Alaska critic Brad Flitch says that information should already be available.
This really goes to the point that Sea Alaska is not very transparent in its financials or financial dealings with shareholders.
Flitch, who is running for Sea Alaska's board of directors, is an investments manager for the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico. He says the processor investments are the wrong approach to making money.
This is taking all the risk of a private company when they could have went out and bought a diversified portfolio of global fish companies if they really wanted to get in the fishing industry and earn a much higher rate of return.
Sea Alaska's Mallott says the two companies will bring in more revenue than such investments. He also points to the corporation's existing investments in the stock and bond markets. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.